The White House Report.
The relationship between the White House and the press is more contentious than it's ever been. There used to be a friendly adversarial relationship, well, at least for the past 21 years that I've been here until now. I talked with former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who happens to be a friend who I had the privilege and opportunity to work with during the George W. Bush years. Did we always agree on issues? No, but we continued a friendly adversarial relationship that's not in existence today. Here's my conversation with my friend, Ari Fleischer. Ari, have you been consulting with Sarah? Because right now, this administration is in the midst of a battle with the press. Have you been talking to her about your time at the White House?
No, not really. But I'll tell you, April, I'm in touch with her every now and then. But since day one, even before day one, going back to the day Donald Trump won, he's been in a battle with the press. It's a terrible battle in both directions.
But, you know, in you and I've been here for a long time. We work together. And, you know, we have a nice relationship, but it was a friendly adversarial relationship, and we agreed to disagree. You know, and it was behind closed doors. When we had our discussions, but now everything is out in the open. It's leaked. It's a mess. And do you believe that the president lobbed the first ball at the press, saying that we were the enemy and we were slime, we were fake, and also, do you believe he began this war of words that's gone into division?
Look, he uses words that I don't use, and I've said that they should not be used. I don't like the phrase "enemy of the people." I think the press makes mistakes, the press gets things wrong, and the press is biased. But they're not the enemy of the people. And that's an important distinction that I make. As for who went first, you know, Donald Trump is cut from a different cloth than everybody who came before him. He is much more aggressive, much more willing to confront the press, and to do so in blunt and in-your-face terms. From his point of view, the press never thought he had a chance. The press was against him. The press never liked him. From the day he won, that was true during the campaign, and then the day he won, the press has always been tough on him. He gives it right back, and that's why the relationship is marked in both directions by such hostility.
Well, I'm going to push back right now. The press is not biased. Now, we do have, there's
yes,
a new...
Yes, you are.
No, we're not. All right, no, I'm serious. There is a new day here. You know, when we worked together, you know, we might not have seen eye to eye, but the facts were on the table. Now it's a lot more opinion. You have people who are liberal reporters. You have people who are conservative reporters instead of just... Remember the days of Walter Cronkite? That's the way it was. You don't see that anymore. And it's we feel it here in this press room. It's there is a contingent here that happens to be biased. But there are still those tried and true reporters who I consider myself as, you know, who throw out the facts when they change the narrative. So, I mean, when you say we're biased, they're going to spin. But and that's one thing you and I used to always talk about, the spin. How far do you go with the spin? Because sometimes you got to call foul. And when we call foul, you're going to say we're biased. That's not bias. That's just putting the facts on the table, correct? Yes.
So let me walk through how I see it. And one, you're 100% right about it. You and I did have, and I think it was true of a lot of reporters, but you and I especially had a great adversarial friendly relationship.
Yes, we did.
We would clash, we would disagree about things, but we always, on a personal level, got along. And I miss those days, April. I wish Washington would practice more of that art. You can differ with somebody professionally and like them personally, and that's what you and I always did, and we just made it work. But I do think most reporters in this day and age have become oppositional to Trump. They're not neutral. They don't like him, and it shows. It shows in their coverage. It shows in their bias. And whether he went first or not, it doesn't matter. The press's job is to be down the middle, neutral, and call the balls and strikes. And I think they too quickly call a strike on Donald Trump, and they were too soft on Barack Obama. And that goes back and extends the period of time we're talking about, because I think that's the fatal flaw in the press. They fell for Barack Obama. They were not tough on Barack Obama, and they've been exceptionally tough on Donald Trump. And that created the animosity that when you do that with an establishment Republican, they don't really fight back. When you do it with Donald Trump, they fight back, and that's why the relationship is as rancid as it is today.
I agree to disagree, and I respect your opinion. But you are a Republican, so you're going to take up for your president.
No, I'm not doing it because I'm a Republican. Look, there are many times I will differ with Donald Trump, and I'll tweet about it. Like I said, I didn't like it when he said enemy of the press, and I went public with that right away. But there are times I defend him. Now, on policy, of course, there's a lot he's doing that I like. In terms of personality, there's a lot he's doing that I don't like.
And there are two things I'm going to ask you to conclude this conversation. I'm so thankful to always talk to you. You know, the president wants to have a list of a blacklist or banning, and I'm on that list, Ari.
Yeah.
We work together.
Yeah, you can't do that. Look, that's part of being a big boy at the White House is you take your lumps and you put the people who gave you the lumps in the room. It's the way it goes. Now, presidents don't get to pick the press corps. America's media institutions get to pick the press corps. It's entirely in Donald Trump's right, in my opinion, for him to clash with the press. When he does it, I wish he would do it in a general manner against the press and press coverage, not a personal, individual manner. I just think when you are the president, you have the power of the White House, the power of the presidency, the power of the press secretary, and you single out a reporter by name, it can unleash a lot of things in society, in the public, that's not healthy. It can be dangerous, in fact. And that's where if you have a difference, make your difference a professional one against bias, not a personal one against the individual reporter. And sometimes it can be a tough line to draw, but when you name a reporter publicly, you're inviting a lot of mischief and a lot of trouble, and I just don't think White House should do that.
I appreciate that. Now, and the last thing, do you think we're going to see a change? Do you think this president can unify on this note? Because he's been a divider on this note.
No. Look, there's one thing Donald Trump cannot do. It's unify this country. I've talked to President Bush, and one of his greatest regrets, he says, interestingly, his greatest regret is that he didn't get immigration reform done. But his second regret is he wasn't able to do anything about the uncivil tone in Washington. And that's back in the era when he was there, when he ran to be a uniter and said, we have too many dividers, he wanted to be a uniter. Donald Trump definitely is not interested in even going down that road. And the country's too polarized if he did. I'm hopeful that whenever the day comes, and we will, that day will happen, we'll have another president. That president will be more successful. But we're in an era now where Trump earned this. He won the surprise election. He is the outsider. And April, the thing everybody, including the White House press corps, has got to keep in mind, this country is sick and tired of Washington. And for most Americans,
that's true.
Washington includes the press corps. They look at the press corps as people who defend the way it's always been. And so when somebody like Trump comes along and does things differently, the press is the first traditionalist group to say, you can't do that because it hasn't been done that way before. And Trump came here to change this town, for better or worse, and he has a license to do so. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.